Nick Wilson, Jake Volnick back. We got quick hits coming up at the bottom of this hour as well. Loaded, given a loaded weekend in college and the pros. But it is time for that most fabled and beautiful of things, the updated Guardians playoff standings.
The Guardians are in the thick of the playoff race as we speed closer to October.
Angel hits a high fly ball deep left field.
Got a grand slam! And the Guardians have shocked the Astros.
Hammer
deep left center field.
Gone!
Gabby Arias with a big three-run homer. Line drive left center field. Book it! Manzardo walks him off in the 10th.
For the latest on the Guardians' hunt for October, here's Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin.
And Jake Volnick. And the Guardians take 3 of 4 from the Twins. There was yesterday's disappointment, but they outscored Minnesota 20-2 in the first three games of this series. They are now 84-72. And 9-1 in their last 10 games. They're one game out of the division with Detroit coming to town tomorrow. Oh, yeah, they have a wild card spot. JP and I were cowards. I was not a coward about the Packers because I guaranteed two guarantees to win on Sunday. I was a total coward and hedged my bets. I was like, I'd be nice to be a one game out of a wild card spot and a game and a half or two games out of the division. And the Guardian said, bleep that. We're going to be in a wild card spot by Monday. And that includes the updated playoff percentages, fan graphs giving them like a 58.5% chance to make the playoffs, ESPN a 59% chance, and fat graphs, which is my personal own playoff percentage odds, I'm at 83%, just so everybody's sure.
Okay, well, you're much higher than ESPN and FanGraphs, but that's okay.
I usually am higher than ESPN or FanGraphs, yeah.
Yeah, I would expect that.
Yeah,
But no, I honestly, I don't think that it's you and JP now. Were cowards at that point, though.
Oh, I was totally a coward. I thought they were going to take 3 or 4 from Minnesota.
Yeah, which they took 3 from Minnesota. I think it was much more on what Detroit was going to do and whether or not they were going to get swept by Atlanta, which I mean, I was in the same boat. I didn't think they were going to get swept by Atlanta. I thought Atlanta had a good chance to win that series. I didn't know that Detroit was going to completely crumble and drop, what, now 6 straight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you hate to see it. Just hate to see
horrible.
It.
Horrible. Tears at the heart.
I asked my buddy Jim Costa, too. I texted him. I was like, hey, any chance Hinch gets fired if this collapse continues and they're not in the playoffs? He goes, 0%. And I'm like, well, that's dumb. Shouldn't a all-time great collapse from 15.5 games up to where you are now, if you don't make the playoffs, somebody should get fired. Yes. Even if you just want to fire the pitching coach for fun of it, somebody should get fired. But no. Like, to what you're saying, I was still wrong. Because I was like, well, I don't want to be the homer that says Detroit's going to lose that. Or, no, I thought they were going to lose the series, but I didn't want to say they were going to get swept. And here we are. It was a great weekend. Like, let's just... yesterday, Festa, I mean, what? He helped you out plenty of times, and I don't want to dog him, but I knew as soon as Festa was coming in, I was like, well, this game's over, and sure enough, it was.
Hey, Festa's helped you so many times, and every time I see him come out of the bullpen, I still have 0% confidence.
He is, though. He's the new Brian Shaw.
Yeah.
It's to no fault of his own. It's just all of us get one reliever stuck in our head that it's like, you can do right 9 times out of 10, and that 10th time, when you betray me, it's going to be the ultimate betrayal, and I will never forgive you. And that's pretty much where we are.
Yeah, it's every time I think about Matt Festa. But, I mean, listen, the Guardians have put up an incredible run at this point. Obviously, making the comeback in general. Yeah, I also think everybody, rightfully so, is high on the team. I mean, they've won 15 of their last 17. If we were that worried, right? And I was sitting there watching the Browns game, watching the Guardians game. They lost, and it wasn't like... I mean, obviously, every game feels like kind of a must-win right now, but it wasn't like I was upset by the loss, really. It was like, okay, you had won 15 of 16.
I was pretty upset by that loss. I'm just going to say right now, I was pretty upset by that loss. I smelled a sweep. And you played well enough to win that game from a pitching staff until you went to the wrong guys. I was upset by it. I did not say fire Steven Vogt. I did not say cut Matt Festa. Thought it, but didn't say it. But I definitely mentioned Gas Can Gattis at least once because that one really pissed me off. But no, I understood in the grand cosmos of things, it was one loss. But did I mother bleep that loss when it happened? You bet your sweet bippy I did.
Come on, you weren't a little pissed at that loss. Of course I was. I was a little mad, but I also understand that the reality was you probably weren't going to take the seven games that you had ahead of you and win all seven of them and keep up that insane of a win streak to end off the season.
I think I'm a better fan than you.
I think if you're going to lose one game, I'd rather lose one to Minnesota than Detroit or Texas.
I think I'm a better fan than you because at this point in the season, I'm like, you have to live and die with every loss. If you were logicking it while they were losing to Minnesota, I don't think you had enough skin in the game.
I think I did. I think I'm
sitting disagree.
Here, I have the grand overall picture in my head, and I understand that there's going to be losses within
Who
the last seven games.
Who gives a rip about the grand overall picture in the head when you're fighting for a playoff spot?
Yeah, because I'm more worried about, not really worried about, but I'm more focused on Detroit coming up starting tomorrow for the three games that it is.
You already moved on from the Minnesota series?
Yeah, I won it. I won three out of four. That's perfectly fine.
I think we've proven I'm a better Guardians fan here.
Listen, yeah, I was watching the game. I was dialed into the game. I wanted them to win.
It didn't sound like it. It sounded like you had already resigned yourself to losing before they even got behind.
No, there was no resign to losing.
It sounds like it. I feel like if we throw this around the room, I think a lot of people are going to be like, it sounds like you were resigned to losing.
No, if they lost that game, I was still happy with the way they played this weekend. I was still already satisfied
by winning
3 out of 4.
That's a little too, I'm a big picture guy, and nothing can faze me for me. Now, we're at the time of the season where every game matters, and I think you should melt down if they lose a bad game. That was a bad game to lose, by the way.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
Happened on a day that Detroit also lost. Helped you out a little bit. You still have a wild card spot. You're still in a better spot than you were the days previous. You're still in a good position.
I need you to abandon the big level perspective, which we should have, by the way, for 140 games. Your perspective, of which I share, for more than 90% of the no 90 math is hard 80% of the season, I share this perspective with you. You should live and die with every one of these games instead of being like, oh, we'll just take 2 or 3 from Detroit. We'll also do that, but in that moment, if you didn't mother bleep either Festa or Hunter Gaddis, for shame.
No, I mother bleep Festa every time. He doesn't even have to throw a pitch. I'm mother bleeping Festa and vote at the same time.
It feels
happening.
Like revisionist history. Now it feels like you're trying to prove your Guardians fandom.
Well, hold on. You came up with the Brian Shaw take. I brought that on the air the first time I filled in with you. I brought that up with Justin Lotto while we had him on.
Yeah?
That was the first time I brought that exact question to Lotto.
I've been saying it for years.
Oh, have you? Have you been saying Matt
Festa
for years?
Was that Gaddis or Festa?
That was Festa.
Okay. Well, I definitely said it before you.
Okay. I don't think so.
Because I'm a better Guardians fan, is all
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I literally brought that up. It's fine.
Does the Guardians win the AL Central? Does that feel inevitable to you?
I don't think it feels inevitable. Like, I think you have 6 games left. I feel good about your chances in both of them.
Yet again, a better fan than you.
No, I don't think this is about.
Yes,
I think this is.
It is inevitable. The Guardians are Thanos, and Detroit is half of the population in those Marvel movies. That's where we are. It feels inevitable.
I think they get it done. I don't think it's a guarantee. Like, wow. I don't think that it's 100% going to happen.
I think they get it done, but I'm not saying it's going to happen. Yeah, I'm riding the fence here on a Browns victory Monday.
Hey, it's a good thing we're talking about Guardians right now, isn't it? I'm just saying. Like, I sit here and I think they can take 2 out of 3 against Detroit. I think they can take 2 out of 3 against Texas. I think they can win the division.
Yeah, don't stop now. You're on a roll.
Would you like me to continue? Would you like me to get the point?
No, please
I'm just
do.
Saying.
Please do.
I think you still have a really big series here that Detroit's going to come out and play for. I think you're in their heads, right? I don't know that Detroit really has a chance to win this, but you still have to go out and play good baseball, and I still need the offense to show up, which the pitching has been absolutely incredible. The offense is sort of picked and chosen when they want to actually play. The pitching has just came to their defense in games where they're winning 2-0, in games where they're edging out one-run wins. They've just gotten to a point where the offense is still going to have to show up, and if the pitching doesn't hold up their end of the bargain, it's far from inevitable.
216-474-0092. Does winning the AL Central for the Guardians feel inevitable? I'm going to dare say it feels inevitable. I think you have a historic run for pitching. I can't remember the exact stats, so I don't want to butcher it. We're like, it's like over the last certain amount of innings, the Guardians pitching has given up like 25 runs, and the next closest pitching staff is like 65 runs. I think with 6 games to go, I think we should bet on that continuing.
I would like to bet on that continuing. I also look at the rotation, and I've had my concerns with them throughout the year where they've all gone through good stretches, are all going on a good stretch right now. I understand that can blow up in the face, and I don't have 5 Cy Young winners.
Is it a Browns victory Monday? Is it a Guardians victory Monday?
No, technically not.
Am I still on Pluto? Is it from this weekend? No? I just want to make sure. I think they can. Oh, gosh. Oof. Don't go too hard in the paint. Yeah.
I'm being realistic. That's the difference. I'm being the realistic one right now.
Yeah, but who wants to be realistic when you are in a wild card spot and you've got one game to go? You can kind of guess where I was going to go with that. And then now, no, the point is, it does feel inevitable. Why can't we say that? Why in baseball? Because if this was any other sport, we'd be like, it's inevitable. The Browns are going to win the AFC North, or the Cavs are going to win. Nobody cares about the division. The Cavs are going to get the number one seed, but we can't do that with the Guardians. Why do we suck the fun out of this in baseball?
I honestly think I'd look at all three of those and feel the exact same way. Like, you're not leading right now. You have six games to make up the lead. You play that team for half of those games. If you had two games to go and you had to beat the other team, when that other team has also not played good baseball as of late, they've played really bad baseball as of late. I understand this is a series on the line with a very young team who has lived up to it so far. I also, worry about that pressure getting to the pitching staff. All it takes is one bad start. And
you're living in your fears.
The other way. Maybe
you're
a
living in your
bit.
Fears. I'll
Maybe
tell you right now. You were too much of a coward on Friday to guarantee a Browns win and hit your wagon to me.
That was being real. I was not being a coward.
Well, I think it was a cowardice. You were thinking about all the things that could go wrong. You didn't think about the things that could go right. You're doing the same thing with the Guardians now. Oh, look at me. I'm Mr. Objective. That was you, by the way. 216.
Really good. 474. You nailed
0092. Does winning the AL Central feel inevitable for the Guardians' Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on a Browns Victory Monday on 92.3 The Fan?